minutes after 8. You know, sometimes it's impossible to avoid cigarette smoke. It sort of feels impossible to avoid the cigarette argument at the moment, doesn't it? And the Vapor Products Association of South Africa, they say that there should be a rethink about their being included in the ban on nicotine products. And I think what they're suggesting is that they should basically be allowed to sell what they produce. Dr. José Letlape is the co-founder of the African Harm Reduction Alliance. He's also one of the people who advise the Vapor Products Association. So I suppose, Dr. Letlape, good morning. You're kind of in their camp, right?
No, I'm not an advisor to the Vaping Association. I'm just an advocate for harm reduction.
Okay. So do you believe that they should be selling these products?
I think there hasn't been any specific ban against vaping products. And cigarettes were just caught in the issues of the lockdown and definition of essentials. It would be erroneous for anyone to talk about something as essential if you are not having a condition that is being treated where you need medication. So vaping is not a form of medication. It's a choice. It's a lifestyle choice for people.
So smoking cigarettes or taking snuff?
Yes.
Taking snuff's illegal. You're not allowed to sell snuff at the moment. It's a tobacco product. So I mean, doesn't vaping involve tobacco?
Vaping involves nicotine, which is largely derived from tobacco, but can also be synthetically produced.
Okay. Let me just see if I understand this correctly, Dr. Letlape, because I don't know if you and I are quite on the same page. As I understand the argument against allowing the sale of cigarettes, it is because cigarettes are harmful because you're taking in an addictive substance into your lungs. The coronavirus affects the lungs, right?
Yes.
Isn't vaping taking an addictive an addictive substance into your lungs, and doesn't the coronavirus affect your lungs?
Vaping, yes, is taking an addictive substance, and the virus affects your lungs. But I think the concern is just, my concern is the flip-flopping on allowing them and not allowing them. And what I would hope for the integrity of the commission is that they would explain to us why they thought they wanted to unban it, what informed the initial announcement, and what informed the subsequent announcement. Because even if we get to level 3, we will still have coronavirus, we will still have other infective agents for the lungs, we will still have common flus. Why would we then allow them at that point in time? Because you'd still have things that affect the lungs. What we cannot do is to change status quo by stealth. And I think I'm just interested in understanding the rationale for having announced that the ban would be lifted. Okay. And then turning back and just explaining to South Africans that this is what we considered to lift, to announce that would lift the ban. This okay. is information that came to inform us to change the lifting of the ban.
All right, Doctor, I'm still slightly confused. I mean, you and I have spoken to each other many times. You're also president of the Health Professions Council. You're co-founder of the African Harm Reduction Alliance. Did the African Harm Reduction Alliance, do you have any relationship with the Vapor Products Association? Take any money?
No.
Okay.
None at all.
But you think that maybe government's ban shouldn't stay, because you're the first doctor I've come across who said that.
Who says?
You're the first doctor I've spoken to on the subject of tobacco who hasn't said all of the products should remain banned.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying the government should explain to us what happened in them flip-flopping on the decision, just so that we can continue to have faith in rational decision-making.
Okay, I think I'm with you now. Dr. José Letlape, thank you very much indeed for your time. Co-founder of the African Harm Reduction Alliance, present, and also president of the Health Professions Council, 28 minutes after 8.